Chag Sameach, and welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the third day of the month of Iyar, the 18th day of the Omer. Today is Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel Independence Day, or as my youngest daughter likes to say, Israel's birthday. Today is day 572, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. I want to thank our anonymous sponsor for the entirety of this week. You know who you are. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much for your generosity and for your sponsorship. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Yisrael Motzin of Ner Tamid Greenberg Valley Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland. Rabbi Motzin is also the director of Hashiva at the Orthodox Union. Share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Motzin slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu. Achenu will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Motzin will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for our dear Chayalim, Mishnah Berach for the hostages, for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'cholim, where he will pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those in need. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. We are in the final stretch to vote. You've heard it almost every single day here on the Tehillim call, but this, we are in the final stretch here, the final push for the World Zionist Congress. If you have yet to vote, if you have pushed it off, if you have procrastinated, if you have waited, please don't. Please sign up for our emails, which has a link for it, ou.org/Tehillim call. Click on the vote button. It takes 5 minutes. It takes less than 5 minutes. It takes 3 minutes. $5 to vote, and it makes the world, and it will make a world of a difference. From what we're hearing, the election is incredibly tight, and every vote will make a difference here in America. Everyone 18 and older, numerous households across America are eligible to vote. So please, if you have been holding out, please do so today. Vote, and you can get all that information at ou.org/Tehillim call. And just lastly, before bringing on Rabbi Motzin, we are grateful to hear that really just within 24 hours, it seems that the fires in the Jerusalem Hills are under control. They are not out yet. According to the Times of Israel, earlier today, the Jewish National Fund, Karen Kayemet, Israel, said that around 20,000 dunams, which is about 5,000 acres of land, had been destroyed. That includes 13,000 dunams, which is about 3,000 acres of forest, so a tremendous loss. But we are still very much grateful that really within 24 hours, Chassei Hashem, thank God, the fires are under control. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Motzin.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It is always an honor and a pleasure to be on this Tehillim call. And I want to share with everyone today a little bit of a personal experience I just had. I just got back from being in Israel for Pesach. I had the great honor and pleasure of being there. It was wonderful, moving, special. There's the whole family. And when we got back, my youngest daughter, her name is Mary, 5 years old. She was on the phone with my mother, her grandmother, and my grandmother asked her about the trip. She said, how was the trip? And she said, it was wonderful. It was amazing. She said, my mother followed up with the classic follow-up question, what was your favorite part? And my daughter said, and at this point, I'm listening closely. I'm hoping she'll say when she stood in front of the Kotel for the very first time, or maybe it was Birkat Kohanim or spending family time being in Israel. She said, the best part was the ice cream. And I'll be honest, I was a little disappointed that the ice cream, after all that effort and energy and money, et cetera, that the best part of her trip to Israel, her very first trip, that what she's going to walk away with is the ice cream, was a little disappointing. But then I had a thought. You know, young children oftentimes are quite insightful. They don't have the different biases and different things that get in the way of clear and crystal thoughts. And I was reflecting on what she said, and it brought me back to the past few years. The past few years, around this time of year, I've had the merits of being in Israel. I was in Israel last year and the year before for Yom HaTzma'ut and Yom HaZikaron. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to meet spectacular people, hear heroic stories, visit special sites with spectacular people sharing heroic stories. It was really so moving and meaningful. Last year, in many ways, was even more meaningful. One of the things I have the honor of doing at the OU is overseeing a project called Biyachad Lenetzach, where the OU connected shuls and schools with families of fallen soldiers. And we sent out plaques. Maybe in your shul you have had a plaque or have a plaque with a picture of a fallen soldier and a short bio. And the idea was for us to convey to those in Israel that were thinking about them. And when I was in Israel and met up with so many of these families and let them know that I saw your plaque or I know your son or husband or child's plaque is sitting in the following shul in Israel, in America, it made such an impact, such an impact. It was such a moving and inspiring trip. So on the one hand, I'd ask myself, like, which trip is better? Those trips of Yom HaTzma'ut and Yom HaZikaron, those spectacular people who wrote stories in the special sites, or this trip which was summed up by my daughter with the ice cream. And it seems obvious that it's those Yom HaTzma'ut and Yom HaZikaron spectacular trips, but it's really not so simple. Let me explain. You know, there's a big debate about saying Hallel on Yom HaTzma'ut. Some of us said Hallel this morning with a bracha. Some of us did not say Hallel with a bracha. Didn't say hello, but this whole question of bracha, no bracha, and in some ways it overshadows a different bracha that everyone agrees we must say. It's the bracha I am confident you're going to say this week, and that is the second bracha of Birkas HaMazon. Baruch Atah Hashem Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon. We thank Hashem for the land, Al Haaretz. And that bracha was not composed 75 years ago. That bracha was said by our ancestors in Babylon and Rome as Israel was a burning heap of rubble. The bracha was said by our ancestors in Europe as the Crusaders and Muslims soaked Israel's soil in blood. That bracha was said when the land was described famously by Mark Twain as, and I quote, "a desolation and not even imagination can grace with the pomp of life and action." And thinking about these brachos, contrasting these brachos made me realize that yes, we do, of course, need to thank God for the gift and the grandeur of modern Israel. The fact that a swampland has transformed into this glorious country, and the fact that this little group of kibbutznikim has developed the most sophisticated army in the world, and how Tel Aviv has become a tech hub, and how Israel is exploding with Talmud Torah, with people learning Torah. And we need to thank Hashem for all of that, for the spectacular modern Israel. We also need to thank Hashem, Al Haaretz, for the land, for having been given a place to call home. Whether we were allowed to live in that home or not, God gave us a gift that our parents and grandparents knew to appreciate, even as it was barren, even as we lived thousands of miles away, a land, a home. And when we only focus on the overt and extraordinary holiness, the people and the places we're exposed to on these exciting missions, then we lose sight of the fact that this land is holy, and this land is ours, and it's special. Just because. Baruch Atah Hashem Al Haaretz. We thank Hashem for the gift of the land of Israel, Israel the normal. And I want to share with you an idea that really sums this up. Something that Rabbi Yehuda Amital. Rabbi Yehuda Amital was the founder of the Gush Emunim, the Gush Etzion, the Yeshiva Har Etzion. It's Yeshiva with a spectacular story, a story of loss, a story of growth. It's Yeshiva which pumps out some of the most amazing, impactful Israelis. People who are steeped in Torah, people who are steeped in army service, people who are making a difference in the land. It's a yeshiva. When I think of it, I think of all that's spectacular about Israel. And nonetheless, Yehuda Amital points out that one of the most famous descriptions of the Messianic era is that of Zechariah the Navi, the prophet. And he does not describe Israel's military power or the spiritual greatness. His vision of Mashiach is, Od Yeshvu Zekenim Uzekenos Berchovot Yerushalayim. That in a future time, old men and women will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. Urechovos Ta'ir Yimalu Yiladim Yilados Misachakim Berchovos Ta'ir. And the streets will be filled with boys and girls playing in their streets. Playing, I imagine, and also eating ice cream. You see, Rav Amital understood that as spectacular as Israel is, with all that it accomplished and all of that greatness, sometimes it blinds us to the simplicity, to the beauty of the simplicity, to the beauty of the gift of Israel. And so today on Yom HaShmuz, we say, thank you, Hashem, for the gift of Israel, the spectacular. Thank you, Hashem, for the gift of Israel, the normal. We're now going to say some Tehillim. We're going to begin with the 20th chapter of Tehillim Chas. L'Nasteach Mizmor L'David, Ya'amcha Adonai B'yom Sara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisodeka, Yizkar Komen Chosecha Ve'olachcha Yidash Nesela, Yitem Lecha Chilvavecha Ve'chalatzachcha Yimalei, Meranena B'shuasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nizgal, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Atayodati Ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'anehu Mishmei Kacho, Bigburos Yesha Yemino, Eilev Arechev Ve'eilev Asusim, Va'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Himakaru V'nafalu, Va'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'aninu V'yom Karenu. Chapter 23, Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor L'David Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, Dinos Desha Yarbitseini Almei Menuchos Yinahaleini, Nafshi Yeshovev Yanchini V'maglei Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech B'geit Malmaveth Lo Ira Ra, Ki Asa Imadi, Shivtecha U'mishantecha Heima Yinachamuni, Ta'aroch L'fanai Shulchan Neged Sorarai, Dishanta V'Hashem En Roshi Kosi Revaya, Ach Tov V'chesed Yerdifuni, Kol Yimei Chayai, V'shafti Beveis Arainai L'orech Yamin. Chapter 121, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalos Esa Enai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai Oseh Shemayim Ba'aret, Al Yitein Lamot Draglecha Al Yanum Shamrecha, Hinei La Yanum V'la Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shamrecha, Adonai Tzorcha Al Yad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Le'aketa V'yareach Ba'layla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvo'echa Me'asa V'ad Olam. Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir Hama'alos Mimamakim Kirasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'koli Tiyena Aznecha Kashuvos L'kol Tachanunai, Imavonos Tishmayach Adonai Mi'amod, Kimcha Haslicha L'ma'an Tivarei, Tivisi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi L'dvarai Hasfalti, Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki'im Adonai Hashesed V'harbei Imo Fidut, Uhu Yifdas Yisrael Mikol Avonasav. Ilim Kuf Membeis, Chapter 142. Maskil David Biyoso Vamaras Shila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eskanan, Esvok Lepanav Sichi, Sarasi Lepanav Agil, Bihis Atef Alai Ruchi, Ve'eteadat Nesivasi, Barakzu Ahalech Tamnu Fakli, Habet Yamin Re'e Ve'mi Makir, Avan manos mimeni ein doresh l'nafshi. Zo'achti eilecha adainai amarti ata maksi chelki be'eret v'chaim. Hashiva urinasi kidalosi ma'ot. Hatzileni mirfai ki amsu mimeni. Hotzia mimaskir nafshi lehodos eshamecha. Bi yachtiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. Achinu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzaro v'shivya. Ha'omdim ben bayam uvein bayavasha hamokam yirachim aleihem v'yotziyem yitzara lirvaka. Umeafela leora, umishiva ligula, hasha bagala uvizman karib venomar ame. It's for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land. May the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say amen. We'll now say amishaberach, a prayer for Israel's defense force. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Homdim Al Mishmar Oseinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul Havanon, V'Admar Mitzrayim, U'Min Hayam HaGadol Alevo HaRava, U'V'Chol Makom Shehem, V'Yavasha B'Avir U'Bayam, Yitein Adonai Es Oseinu Achamim Aleinu Nigafim Matneyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nega Machala V'Yislach Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem Yad Beres Oineinu Tachteihem V'Yatzrei Mechesser Yishua V'Ateres Nitzachon V'Kuyam Behem HaKosuhu Yad Einai Eloheichem Ha'Oleich Imachem Livachem Lachem Imaydechem L'Shiasem V'Nomar Amen. We'll now say a Mishaberach, a prayer for those being held in captivity. Yisheberach avisenu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yishmar v'yintzar es nedrei tzva hagana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav, v'eskol hacheinu anesunim b'servishiv yah, v'avur shanachnu mispal b'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, v'yotiyei mechoshech v'tzal mavet, u'mosreseyem yinasek, mutukaseyem yoshiyem v'shiveyem meher alechek mishpechoseyem, Yadu ladinai chastoi v'niflaosav livnei adam, v'kuyam bahem mikra shekasu, uvduyei adinai shuvun uvautim barina, v'simchas olam arosham, sasam v'simcha yasigu, v'nasu yagam v'anacha v'namar amen. We're now going to make a Mishaberach, a prayer for those who are ill. I'm going to pause in a moment, and at that moment I invite you to recite the name of the person you are praying for. Mishaberach avesinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David u'Shlomo, v'yivarech asacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lach Limam L'Racham Lach Zechaz Kam Lach Yosam V'Yishlach Lem Erfuah Shlema Min HaShemayim L'Chal Evarim L'Chal Gideyem V'Sof Shar Kal Yisrael Refuah Sanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashtah V'Agalav Yizman Karid V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Most, and truly appreciate you being with us, being on the program. And we look forward to having you back on, please God, in the year to Shem in the near future. Your story of your five-year-old daughter very much resonated as this past January. My wife and I, we brought our family to Israel for some of the children. It was their first trip. And my five-year-old daughter at the time, we spent so many hours building the itinerary, trying to give them the experience of being in Eretz Yisrael, to build on their love. We hope to live there one day in Eretz Hashem, please God. And really just trying to give them the most amazing experiences. And yet, for all the time and effort we put into building the itinerary, this is the Kotel, and this is this site, and this is that. It was the ice cream, it was the shuk, it was the candy, and we really pivoted after a couple of days. And so hearing your Dvar Torah really resonated, because it really changed the perspective that I had on it, because I too was a little bit disappointed, but also understanding that children are children. So thank you so much, and we look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in your Hashem, and in your future, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Chag Sameach, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.